Hello, hello, everyone, all my bedroom playmates. This is Mika Ray, and I do have a guest speaker on tonight, Tessie Wilmot. And Tessie, are you there?
I am. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi, honey. We're so happy that you joined us tonight. So every now and again, you all, I will have a guest host that will come on, and that will give Joy a little break. I believe she is still listening in tonight, so I will have her on if she decides to say anything this evening. But Tessie wanted to join us, and she came up with our topic. So, Tessie, do you want to introduce our topic tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me tonight. And tonight we are going to talk about catering to and giving to your lover. That was my question. And I know Mika wants to talk about confidence being sexy. I think they go well together.
Well, we're going to actually stick with your topic tonight because this is an hour show. So you all know that how we usually do this is we introduce our topic, and then we play our music, and then we come back. When we talk about catering and serving our lovers, we are talking about being able to give to them, take care of them, and just be there for them, even if it's running a bath, fixing a dinner, maybe doing their laundry, helping them pack a bag or two, just something to show how much you love them and how much you care for them. And a lot of people, and especially women, don't like the idea of submissiveness. And when you are submitting to your lover, it's a two-way street. It's not where,
right,
okay, you're the woman and you have to take care of your man or your dominant partner. It's not just that. It's a two-way thing where you're both taking care of each other. There is no room for selfishness when it comes to a healthy loving relationship. And did you have something to say, Tessie? I didn't mean to cut you off if I did.
Oh, no, you're fine. I totally agree with you. Like, my take on it, and I know everyone has their own opinion, but my take is if you're thinking that that's being submissive, then why be in a relationship? Because a relationship is give and take. You have to give in order to receive. That's the bottom line. If you don't give to your lover, spouse, intimate other, whoever you want to call that person, if you don't give to them, how do you think they're going to give to you? I mean, come on now, you got to sit there and think about it, because I enjoy giving to my man no matter what it is, whether it's ironing his clothes, whether it's sexual favors, whether it's cooking his food, fixing his plate, taking care of the kids so he can rest, whether it's, hey, baby, let me drive you to work today so that way you don't have to drive. I know that's not, men don't really like that, but, you know, I will do any and everything for my man, whether it's to run his bath, whether it's to tuck him in, whether it's to make sure his shoe's on the right foot, whatever it is, that's what a relationship is. And it could be any little thing as far as, go ahead, babe, watch your show tonight because I'm going to watch mine tomorrow. Or, you know, especially people with kids, you know something, honey, you watch the kids tonight, I'm going to watch them tomorrow. You go ahead and get your break in. You go ahead and get your time in. I hung out with the girls tonight. You go hang out with the boys tomorrow. You know, or it could be, you did this for me tonight. I'm going to do this for you right after you do that for me. But I enjoy giving to my man. That Kim Shogi Wilmot wants for nothing. You understand me? And women have to realize that, or men, in whatever type of relationship you're in, you have to understand that you have to give everything to your lover, spouse, whatever, in order for them to stay satisfied. Because these days it's so easy for people to step outside. And I'm not saying that if you don't give, they will step outside, but if you don't give, it'll be easier for them to step outside. You understand what I'm saying?
I do think that is a good point that you made. And I just feel that where we sometimes get things wrong is we end up thinking that, okay, well, when I'm doing this for you, you're not doing anything for me.
But
so
you
why
know,
should I have
you
to do this for you?
You can't look at it like that. I was just telling a young couple who just had a baby this week, like a few months ago. You cannot sit there and say, oh, I did this for you, so I expect you to do that for me. That person might be having a bad day. That person might not have things together. They may be worried about a whole bunch of other things that's concerning the household or taking care of you or whatever it may be. You cannot expect tick for tack. Because you know something, you may give everything tonight, and he may not even want to give anything, or he may not give the usual that he gives, whether it's sex or not sex, it doesn't matter. But there's going to be a day, you know, baby, I'm stress-free, I'm over whatever I was over, whether it was money, whether it was a test at school, whether it was my job, whether it was how we're going to pay the bill, whatever it was, I'm stress-free, and guess what? I got you. I'm about to take you to, I'm about to give you whatever you want. You see what I'm saying? You cannot go tit for tat. If you live like that, then you're not genuinely giving yourself. You're just doing it to get something in return, or you're doing it because you think you have to. That's not giving. That's whatever, man. You have to genuinely give, and the more you genuinely give, the more they're going to appreciate it because the more you're into it or the more you love doing it, and they see that. One thing I learned a couple years ago, and I'm going to go ahead and call you out, Monty Harvey. One of the things I learned from him a couple years ago is stop being so much on a defense. Like, kid, no, it was hard with me at first because I never had that example to show me how to love. I came from an independent, strong woman who gave a damn about love. She didn't care. It was her way or the highway, and love didn't play a factor in her life. It was all a matter of, can you pay my bills and take care of my kids? If you can't, there's a highway. So I didn't know anything about that. So I was always on the defense or had a wall up or whatever. But he was like, Tessie, why are you like that? If you ever calm down and stop being on the defense, watch at the change in relationship. And that did. That brought Kip Moore out of his shell so much. And I was like, dang. Oh, and I just built on that. And I just kept going and going and going. And our marriage for the last 4 or 5 years, well, I would probably say 3 years, has been phenomenal. I think it's at a better place than, probably even better than when we first started in Italy, where we met. But you cannot give expecting something in return. And you can't just give to say, okay, you know something, I'm going to go ahead and do this for him, but I really don't feel like it, but I'm going to do it just to shut him up. Don't people know that other people can see through all that fake screen, smoke screen, and they can tell what's genuine and what's not genuine? I mean, I know I would rather more genuineness from him than me saying, oh, I want this, I want that, and him doing it or him going to get it. I'd rather you do it or go buy it or whatever because you know I like it or because you know you want to do it rather than me saying I want it. Like, if that's the case, I could have went and bought it myself or did it to myself, you know?
Well,
like, I love the genuineness.
You have said a mouthful.
Sorry, I can go on and on and on because I really
you
feel passionate about this.
I believe you. So what we're going to do, we're going to let you breathe 1 second, and then we're going to come back. I will play a song, and I'm going to play. You all know I always try to make my music match our topic. So tonight, my first song is Cater to You by Destiny's Child.
Ooh.
One of my favorite songs. So I'm going to play this, and then, Tessie, when we come back, we will talk some more. If you all are listening and you have a comment or a question, just remember to press 1, and I will make sure to bring you on after the call. One moment, Tessie.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know, I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes and tie your shoestring. Take off your cufflinks. Did you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fire. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Help you put your durag on.
Favorite song, and I know everyone tells us that or says that Michelle cannot sing, but her little line in there is my favorite verse of this song. I love this song, Tessie.
I love it too.
Especially her. And some nights that is very important to let our spouse know how much they mean to us by, or just our lover, even if you're not in a relationship, just our lover, how much they mean to us by giving to them, doing something for them. And if you know your babe works all day, works hard, and they just want to come home and relax, and you know their favorite thing to do each time they come home is to take a nice long bath, why don't you just run them a nice bath? you know, when they come home and they have it ready for them, that's, it's just a small, simple task. Serving and catering
right.
does not always mean that you have to spend money. And some people,
right.
that's how they receive love. They receive love by giving. I don't know if you all have heard of the five love languages. But in the five love languages, it does talk about what are your, how do you receive love? Some people do it by serving, giving. Some people do it by, they feel love because they're receiving, or communication. It's just different ways that we all receive love, and some people do feel like it's most important. That's the only way they know that the person loves them, is if they're giving them something or giving them their time and their energy to make them feel important. And, Texas, we do have a comment. So did you have something to say before I bring on this caller?
Well, I just wanted to piggyback off of what you said. You know, it's true. When somebody comes home, that's y'all place of peace. That's y'all place to be who you are. So if you know that that's what that person likes to do, let them do it. I mean, what's the harm? Okay, you worked all day, he worked all day. Hey, guess what? He's not going to come home every day and be like that. Some days he's going to say, babe, you go ahead and do you. I'm going to take care of the cooking, or I'm going to take care of the kids, I'm going to take care of cleaning or whatever. You have to know, to you know, that little tug of war, like, okay, I'm going to do it today, you're going to do it tomorrow. Or I'm going to do it this way, you're going to do it that. You have to let that person be who they are. You can't sit up there and stop that person from being who they are, because once they become unhappy and it's not peaceful at home, you don't want them not coming home. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know so many people who love to go other places to stay away from home. That's not what you want in your relationship.
Oh, I want us to save that thought. That's a good conversation. So make sure we put a pin right there, and I'm going to bring on 9518. So caller 9518, you are on.
Hello. Well, hello, ladies. How are you?
Great. How are
you? Great. How about
yourself? I'm doing great. Glad I got a chance to call in. I finished walking the dog.
Oh, I know that voice from anywhere.
This is Kim Sebastian.
Hey, how are you, Kim?
I'm fine. I was hearing what y'all was talking about. Y'all sound like y'all some old married women. How long y'all been married?
And you know, I've been married for 12 years.
Well, 12 years, that's some time right there. That's some time right there. Well, that's all good. Well, you've been married for 12 years. I've been married for 25 years. I've been with my husband for 28 years, so I'm still with my starter husband.
My starter husband.
The one I started with is still the one I have 28 years later.
I know that's right.
So, what have you done, Kim, to keep it going?
Well, gee, to keep it going. Well, I don't take what he was attracted to in the first place for granted. I still keep my hair done. I still keep my body tight, and I'm up there. So it ain't no easy battle. But that's not really what he cares about at this point in our life. He just cares about the way that we have grown as a couple. Our kids are in college now. I'm an empty nester. Just starting in August. And so now we have to kind of reconnect in a different kind of way, and it's been really kind of nice so far. No kids in the way, no outside pressures other than those that you bring home if you choose to. But
right.
I just think that my husband loves me, I feel, unconditionally. And anyone that knows me knows that I'm not the easiest woman in the world. I'd admit that. I'm a strong woman. I know what I want. I always knew what I wanted in a mate, someone who would allow me to be me. And I could serve that. You understand?
Yeah, Kim, and you're fortunate because, you know, not a lot of women know what they want with themselves, much less in a mate. And
well, it takes time for a woman to grow. It takes time for a woman to grow. We grow faster than men, but it takes time. You have to... You have to allow yourself to spend some time with yourself to know who you are.
Well, I definitely
agree. But so you said a mouthful.
With that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You have to take time to yourself
to grow yourself. Because you at 21, you're not grown. At 25, you're not grown. You really don't come to that realization as a woman, as far as what it takes to make you tick until you're about maybe somewhere about 26, 27. Some people are different, but to know what makes you tick, what you want in a man. Once you know that about yourself, you'll be able to find your mate.
Mm-hmm. You have to learn who you are first, and if you don't know who you are, it's really hard to allow someone else to come into your world because you don't even know how to treat you, and you are trying to teach the other person how to treat you with the respect you need, the love that you want, and the things that you desire. And if you don't take time, I always tell people, you have to learn to live with you first, because if you don't like you, be really hard for someone else to like you.
Yeah, and you know what I like that you said earlier? I mean, I liked it all, don't get me wrong. But the thing that stuck out the most is that you guys are getting to know each other on a whole different level again since the kids are out of school. See, many people don't accept change. People don't believe that you can change over time. You live with somebody for so many years, and you just don't believe that they can change. Everybody's going to change because you find out new stuff about you and you're getting older. So you get a little bit wiser and you think differently, you act differently, whether it's good or bad, regardless. Because,
you got to want to grow. You got to want
to
grow.
Together,
people won't change if they're not challenged to change. Some people don't grow together. Now, you can have somebody that's perfectly happy where they are. And you got to be okay with that. That person knows that that's where they want to be. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't grow at the same rate of speed. Men and women do not grow at the same. We are light years ahead sometimes. Do you know what I mean? And it doesn't mean that your mate is not interesting or he doesn't want to grow. He just doesn't need what we need. That men are very basic. Mm-hmm. Anyone that has one knows that that's true.
Right.
That's why their basic needs. They want a remote control. They want to eat. They want some stimulating conversation, really, really hot sex at home, and pretty much
a drink.
Maybe a drink. Okay, a drink. Right. And then drink. No. So that's not too much to ask for all we want, right? Because we want way more than that, right? Exactly.
Well, I think
and it's okay. It's okay, Amit.
Oh, I was just going to say I wanted to thank you for calling, but go ahead and finish your thought before.
No, that was it. I said it's okay. You know, I think you ladies are doing something very, very relevant and so necessary. I wish you much success.
Thank you so much for that wisdom,
Kim.
Okay, you're welcome.
And
have a great evening.
Congratulations again. Okay, well, you
thank
too.
Thank you.
Though.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. All righty, Tessie. So I really think she made some great, great points. And I do want people to know that this is not just applying to heterosexual relationships, because we may have some people on here who are involved in same-sex relationships. So this applies to just your mate, period. And it's all about taking care of your partner, but it's a two-way street. I know that Kim mentioned that, you know, men are very simple. They are simple. However, they also are not always the easiest at expressing their needs, their emotional and mental needs. So it's a good thing to just try your best to pull those emotions out of them and be aware of them. And then do not degrade them or make them feel less than if they do show you some type of emotion. If they may cry or if they may become really sad because something hurt them, because we want to encourage healthy emotional expression when we're in a relationship with our partner. And that keeps down aggression from coming up and anger and resentment. So I just kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit. And, Texie, what did you say before Kim got on the phone? Because I wanted to talk about that real fast. It was something. I said we were going to put a pin in it.
Girl, you know, my mind be racing. I should have had a pen and paper to write the stuff down.
Well, it's okay. We'll come back to it. I do want to say that when we're in a relationship with someone, it is not a one-way street. We have to remember that things are, it shouldn't be as 50-50 or at least as close to 50-50 as you can get, where you are taking care of your spouse, but your spouse is taking care of you just as much as you are them. And you don't ever want to feel slighted, or you don't want to feel like your lover is selfish, but you want to know that your lover has your back just as much as you have your lover's back when it comes to your emotional, your mental, your physical needs being met in the relationship. And maybe it just takes you to sitting down once a week and doing a pulse check and talking about it. But, babe, you know, is there anything that I can do to help you emotionally, mentally, physically, even spiritually? Is there anything that I can do to help you feel safe, to help you feel secure in those areas? And you share it with each other, and then you actually get out there and you try to do those things. And, Tessie, did you have anything to say before we go to another song?
Yeah, because basically what you're mentioning is basically support. I mean, that support system is everything, whether it's to help them get through the day, whether it's to help them develop emotions or to express emotions, or whether it's even support aid. You know, you might not be able to have everything this week, but guess what? I'm going to go ahead and take care of it this week. Or, you know, oh, baby, you got laid off. Don't even worry about it. I got it. Or I got laid off. I know you got me. Like, that support system is real. I just said that the other day, but it applies by my friends, but it applies to relationships so much. That support system is everything. I cannot stress how important that support system is. Like, real.
It is. It is. So, yeah. And you want to know that your mate supports you and the things that you're doing, and to show support. Like I said before, sometimes it doesn't even take you showing up at the event. Sometimes it doesn't take you going to the show. Sometimes it just takes you being able to take care of the home, or take care of them if they're sick, or if they, you know, they're exhausted from the, you know, they had a poetry night tonight, and you know you couldn't make it to the show, but you want to support anyway, and you are comforting them after the show because you know they're exhausted, or you're waiting on them hand and foot. You're doing something to show them that you care, you love them, and you support them. I have a lot of people commenting in the invite, which I just love my audience and my everyone who, my listeners, for being able to comment on in there, because sometimes people don't want to necessarily talk, and that's fine. So when you're commenting, I hope you all do not mind. We will kind of just touch on some of the things that you're saying in the Facebook invite. And I'm going to play a song, and then we will come back, and I'm going to discuss some of the things that are in the invite. And give me one moment. This is Dance For You by Beyonce. And this is another song where you are actually catering to, you're taking care of, and you are pleasing your mate.
I just wanna show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Wanna show you how much
I hate being apart. Show you, tell you through. never say how it used to be.
Okay, so Miss Beyonce, Dance For You, I was in here just swirling and everything else she called herself doing. That was...
It really makes you move, like, it really does. Like, if that doesn't make you want to get up and dance for your man or your woman, then something's wrong with you.
The most important thing she said in there to me was, I'm going to show you how much I appreciate you. Then she also said, you know, it doesn't take money. And it doesn't take money to show yourself how much you appreciate them, which we kind of put down before. And, Tessie, when you spoke earlier, you said something about making sure your home is a peaceful place. I definitely agree with that. I was on a call a show a few months back, and one of the things they talked about was keeping your home peaceful and still. And to me, that's so important because your home should be your sanctuary with your spouse. So you may have a bad day, leaving work, oh my gosh, somebody cuts me out, or somebody flipped me, you know, cut me off when I was driving, and now you're upset, you're angry. To me, I feel like if you're upset, you're angry, you need to take a moment to unwind for that day before you get home, because nobody else deserves your bad feelings. Even your spouse doesn't, you know. So don't come home with a negative attitude. If you can help it, try to maybe, you know, maybe ride around the block for a minute or two, calm yourself down. Or even when you get home, maybe sit in the garage for just a moment, take a few deep breaths, unwind, and let go of the outside that day, and then go in and present yourself with a good attitude, joyfulness, showing your spouse how much you are happy to see them, and then you go on with your day, because work is just part of the day. That's not your life. That's just what you do from 9 to 5. So you don't necessarily want to bring that home. And then for the spouse that's at home, allow your partner some time to unwind from their day and to relieve their stress. And that may be just giving them 5 or 10 minutes. Some spouses, they have a little man cave or a woman cave or something where they're able to just kind of go sit down for 1 minute and just release, take a deep breath, unwind, and calm down. And then, you know, you all can reconnect. So I just thought that was a great topic that you ended up bringing up. Making sure your home is peaceful for your spouse and for each other, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and also, you know, your welcoming to that person at home makes a big difference as well. Like, when I walk in, and Kip's busy, like, I'm like, where's my hug? Where's my kiss? Where's my fondling? Like, where's that? Damn it, where's that? But when I get that, I feel so good. Like, it doesn't even matter what happened today or what I'm worried about, or it does, nothing else matters at that moment. Like, I just love coming home and him hugging me, kissing me, falling on me, you know, and I just love it. And that just, that's kind of like, you know, when you walk down the street and you kind of feeling bad and you see somebody else just for no reason just smiling and all of a sudden you feel better. That's what it does for me. I don't know if it does for anybody else, but when your mate, partner, when they embrace you when you get home, doesn't that make you feel good? Like, damn, my boo loves me. Or, damn, boo, you just made my day so much better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a small thing that makes such a big difference that can change your mood for the better. You know, so people have to remember that as well. Because you don't know how their day was.
Right.
Like, you know, unless they text you or call you, you don't know. So don't just start, you know, fussing in. I was about to say the B word, but don't just start fussing and nagging when they first walk in because you don't know how their day was. So just chill. You know what I'm saying? This is your home. This is your home. This ain't the yard.
Right.
If you want fussing all that stuff, go out in the yard when you pull up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't bring that stuff inside. I mean, don't get me wrong, you're going to nag. I mean, you're going to argue and stuff like that from time to time. But don't let that be the first thing you do when your mate walks in.
I think that's a great segue into what I wanted to say. Most people know that, you know, Shonda and I, we've been together for about 7 years. And one of the things that she had said to me was she would hate if we got a conversation started in the morning and during that morning time, we ended up arguing. because it was mm-hmm. like, that's the first thing I'm hearing from you is that, you know, I don't want to talk about anything serious when I wake up early in the morning, and I don't necessarily want to talk about anything serious before I go to sleep at night, because those things, they start and they end your day. So in the morning time, you mm-hmm. want your conversation to be light, fluffy, whatever. I love you. Have a good day. You know, I hope all your dreams come true. Something like that. And then in the night, you want the same thing. You want a nice baby. I love you. You know, let's cuddle. Let's have a good night. Let's watch a movie. Something where we are not necessarily talking anything about business, necessarily like, you know, household bills, things that are harmful to the relationship, but things that are... Well, yeah, that too. But you want to make sure things are light in the morning, things are light at night, and then in the middle you can do the meat and the potatoes. You know, you can discuss the bill time, the whatever. And I always say couples should set aside those times where you sit and you talk about bills, and you sit and you talk about the serious issues that may be facing the relationship, and you just don't want that to be the first thing or the last thing you talk about, or the first thing you talk about when you get home necessarily, because you want to be able to unwind. But another thing, Tessie, every partner is not necessarily affectionate. So we have to also remember that. Everyone is not, I'm going to kiss you as soon as you come home. But you have to know, you still want to be confident enough to know that your lover still loves you and care about you, even if they're not automatically hugging you, even if they're not automatically washing your laundry or doing something. You still want to be confident within yourself that your lover cares about you and loves you, and that is because you know their other actions. You know the things that y'all have gone through. You know the things that you're talking about. You know your spouse, and you know the way that
right.
they show love to you. So
It could be something. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I just kind of wanted us to kind of address some of the things that people are writing in the invite. But go ahead and finish your thought, and then we'll get on to that.
You know, a prime example is, I mean, I don't know because I've never been in a female-female relationship, but I know a lot of my friends are, so I kind of see their personalities. And to me, it's kind of like the same thing with a man and a woman almost. That's just like, okay, let's just say if I come home and Kit's not the affectionate type, and I come home, I mean, I would still appreciate it if he'd be like, hey, babe, I got your tape in the Grey's Anatomy on. You go ahead and go watch it. Like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Hey, you know, as long as it's positive and not negative when I walk in, that's all I really care about. You know, like, let me feel and see that positive energy. It doesn't have to be, I mean, for me, I love the love and affection, but I'm just saying in general for other people who's not like that, it doesn't have to always be mushy-mushy, but something positive. Anything positive. And I don't care if you say, hey, I just burnt your favorite meal. Whatever makes them laugh or whatever, you know. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what were you saying?
Tessie, I love you, girl. I'm so happy you're on the show. You are really passionate.
Me
and I just
too.
Appreciate your passion. I really, really do. Because
you're welcome.
We should
you're
talk about.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So some people have been writing in here that, you know, their spouse, they don't necessarily like for them to do for them, like cook a meal for them, clean for them, do things for them. And what I kind of wrote on their back is that sometimes people enjoy giving more than they do receiving. And if they are a more giving lover, that is okay. We just need to learn that and learn how to compromise with them. So if you want to kind of spoil your lover, and you know your lover isn't one who necessarily likes to receive as much, then you just find little ways to do it when they're not able to intervene with you. You know, cook a dinner before they get home, order their favorite movie, order their favorite meal, make the bed, do something, or go and buy some socks. You know, their favorite socks what their favorite socks are, whatever. Just do something for them. If you still feel like you have to give, you can still do that. Just make sure you're doing it in a way that it's not hurting them, you know, and they don't feel like they have to intervene or whatever, but you're still able to give what you need. The other thing, too, some people say it's really hard for them to actually receive from someone. And some people find it hard to receive because they are the one that's always been in control. They're the ones always had to do for others. So for them, they don't know how to be vulnerable. And that's what it is. It's learning how to be vulnerable,
right,
and let your pride down a little bit and being humble to allow someone else to take over and do something for you for a change. You don't have to be in control of every single thing, and it is okay. If your lover has given you a safe space, a safe emotional space in which you can be vulnerable and emotionally open, then you know what? Allow it to happen. Don't fight it, because when you fight it, you start building up resentment and you start building
right.
up a little anger, and your spouse feel unappreciated, or they feel like you're not paying attention to them and that it's only about you. So
and you know that's
allow
true.
Yourself- mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because, you know, me growing up in a strong single mother female household, that's how I was. I was always that strong female who, you know, I only need a man for one thing, you know, blase, blase. I don't need you to do anything for me. I can hold my own, because that's how I was taught to be. It took a long, 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 long time for me to accept to be vulnerable and let my pride down and accept the fact that that is the role of the wife. Or husband, anyway, that's the role when you are married. It took such a long time for me to let it down, and I just thank God that Kip had stuck with me through it all to see how it is with that wall down and me being vulnerable. Because I used to think being vulnerable was weakness. I used to think being dependent was weakness. I used to think all of that was weakness because I didn't know any different. But once I've seen other friends, and especially his parents, who have been married for years and years and years and years, I have learned to accept the fact that being vulnerable and letting your pride down and being dependent is not a form of weakness. It's a form of coming together and working together as a marriage should.
Right.
So,
right. I love that you said that.
So, yeah, I feel for them people who cannot accept that, but I would just say to their partner, if they know that their partner is in it, like truly in it, but they just don't know how to be that way, stick by their side. If you know you have a good partner, stick by their side and do more giving so that way they can open up more. And I know you may
right.
be like, well, hell, how much more I got to give? But trust me. They will open up. Maybe that's the only way they know how to be. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
I love that. And one girl posted, one young lady posted in the invite, and she stated, if you can't submit, you will never fully give yourself to your partner, leaving you both with a situation that's over before it starts. Submitting should be done daily by both sides without
right.
much effort. And I definitely agree. You both have to make a conscious. Go ahead.
I'm over here jumping up and down like you hit that on the head. Loving somebody is easy. Doing for somebody is effortless. You understand me? When you love somebody, things come naturally. You don't have to work hard for it or think hard on what you're going to do. It just comes naturally because you're automatically already thinking of that person and how to make them happy. But it just comes naturally. I mean, what's so hard about it? People overanalyze it. You know what I'm saying? If you got to overanalyze it, you're not in it. You don't love that person. I'm sorry
right,
about
right,
offending anybody.
Right. But, though, it's true. You don't want to overanalyze your place in your spouse's life. You know what? Just do, just be, and just give as you can and love as you can for that person. Now, love is something I always tell people that you want to love as hard as you can and as much as you can because it's a gift. When someone invites you into their life, it is a gift. And we, whenever we receive a gift, we show appreciation for that gift. We take care of it. And that means we're taking care of our spouse, we're taking care of our lover, and it goes both ways. Women are not the only one that should submit in a relationship, and I keep saying that, or the feminine partner in a lesbian relationship, or you know, even the male relationship, the more feminine partner. They're not the only ones that are supposed to submit. It is both partners. You're doing it. It's a joint effort. You both need to show appreciation for each other being in each other's life. And do not take the other for granted. Don't take the other for granted.
That's right. You know something? Let me hit you with something. Okay.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure I say this before you say that real fast. If anyone has any comment, questions, or anything to say, you know you can press 1. We have a few minutes left. Go ahead, Tessie.
And I'm going to hit you with something, and I know it's a topic for another time, but stop comparing what somebody else do for their mate and try to implement that in your relationship. I don't give a damn what they do. Your mate might not like that. So don't be trying to try stuff that other people trying. Do what works for y'all.
I love that, definitely. You always want to stick with what works for you because what works for another couple may not. You have some couples, open relationships work for them. But, you know, for me and my relationship, that's not going to work. We're not doing an open relationship. But,
we
cannot try to do what other people are doing. And one thing that I tell people, and it works the same way for friendship, is that it's the same way with friendships as well. No one knows your partner or your friends the way that you know them. So any relationship that you're in, no one knows that person the way you know. No one knows what you have going on. No one knows your relationship the way that you know your relationship. So don't allow the outside in, especially those who don't have expertise, because, you know, I'm a counselor, and if you need counseling, I'm an outsider that you can let in. But I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about people who really don't have anything good to say. They don't know what they're talking about. They only hear your side of the story. Sometimes they're not necessarily qualified to give you a whole bunch of good, healthy relationship advice. So you just be careful of what you're allowing to come into your relationship because you know your relationship. You're the expert only and only you. Any final words, Tessie, before we end this call? Because this has been a full call. We may have to do a part two.
I know, right? I'm sorry, because, you know, I could talk all night. You know, I really want to appreciate you and thank you for letting me come on. But, y'all, this will work for your relationship. And you got to put everything into it. Now, don't put everything into it if you know the person you put everything into it ain't worth nothing. Come on, now, use common sense. But if you know that person is everything to you, you better put everything into your relationship. As they say, you get what you put into it, bottom line.
Definitely. You're going to get whatever you put into your relationship. So if you're putting in BS, you're going to get BS out of it. Okay? So I like that you said that, and it is true, Bruce. If you put in foolishness, that's what you're going to get out. If you accept foolishness in the relationship, that's what you're going to continue to receive, and your relationship is just going to be a big mess. So I want to make sure, as always, that we thank all of our listeners for listening in. If you feel like you have a topic that you want me to discuss or something, make sure you email me on Facebook or you can email me at MikaRae@gmail.com, MikaRae@gmail.com, and I will discuss it. If you feel like you want to have a guest spot and be a host as Tessie, then you also have that option as well. I think I'm going to do this maybe once a month. where I'll allow someone to come on with me other than Joy, or with me and Joy, and we can talk about whatever you have in mind to talk about. Remember, this show is about sex, sensuality, relationship, keeping the intimacy alive, dating. Those are the things that we focus on. So whatever area you have surrounding that, or even confidence in women, whatever area you have surrounding that and you want to discuss it, let me know. And if you don't want to talk about it, I'll discuss it for you. Also, make sure you
have a
follow-up.
Can I add one more thing before you end?
Well, I haven't finished yet, but yes, before I end, I'm going to make sure you say something, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, girl. I'm not going to let you go without letting you say something. But the other thing, too, is make sure you all are following us on blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So we have, of course, Brunch in the Basement on Saturdays with Javon. It's from 11 to 1. And I have a spot on there also, the G-Spot with Mika Ray, where I just basically right now either introducing the topic for the show, or I am kind of giving you a little summary of some of the things that we talked about. But I try to keep, you know, maybe give you a little sexy tip or two on that show. And Javon always has a celebrity guest of some sort come on. And the show is just great. So definitely try to tune in on Saturdays. Then we have Sunday. Oh, it's her gospel show on Sunday that comes on from 6:30 to 8:30, Sunday Evening Shout. So you can listen to that. And then, of course, my show is on Mondays, the G-Spot with Mika Ray, and Intimate Realness with me and Rainier. Okay, so Tessie, what did you want to say, girlfriend? I'm sorry.
It's all right. One word, three things. Genuine love, genuine sex, and genuine support. Keep those things always, and you're going to be all right.
That's right. And Tessie, don't forget, make sure you talk a little bit about you. Tessie is the owner of Travel Far Productions, so she writes her own movies. She mainly acts in them, too. And I met Tessie through, but I met her through one of her movies that I was in with her. And so look her up, too.
Right,
what's your website,
right.
Tessie?
Huh?
Tessie, what's your website?
Oh, travelfarproductions.com.
Okay, great. So they can look you up there. And I guess we'll play one more song as we get off the phone here. And I hope
all
you all
right
have a
now.
Great night. And I'll push
good
I'll
night, everybody.
Something
go do something fun.
Something sexy.
Yeah.
Good night, Tessie.
Good night, honey.
I've been watching for the light, took a trip to clear my mind. Oh, now I'm even more lost, and you're still so fine. Oh my. Been having conversations about breakups and separations. I'm not feeling like myself since the baby. Are we gonna even make it? Oh, 'cause if we are, we're taking this a little too far. We are, we're taking us a little too far. Baby, if we are, we're taking us a little too far. With me being wherever I'm at, worry about wherever you are. We're taking us a little hold back on this and let's get carried away. Stop making a big deal out of the little things, cause I got big deals and I got little things. Got everything asking for but you. Stop making a big deal out of the little things, let's get carried away. Come right now, you know where I stay.
I just wanna say oh my, I just wanna say oh my, what you hurry oh my, oh my.
All I'm really asking for is you.
You're my, oh my. I just wanna say, oh my, oh my. Fuck what you hurry, oh my, oh my.
Long as you know who you belong to.
You tell me you done with that. And I believe